Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. Doraville is part of Atlanta now. It's been absorbed a long time ago. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's the author and editor and co-author of a number of books, including Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and other. She is the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. Please go there and check it out. You'll be smarter when you do. You'll learn the truth about healthcare policy there. Grace Marie, thank you for being here. So one of the things that's happened is President Trump in the last two and a half years, President Trump actually took a playbook a sheet out of the President Obama's playbook, the executive order page, right?
And using regulatory power of the administration. But instead of using that power to restrict choices and make health insurance so much more expensive, he's doing exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And the Galen Institute, we're proud to announce, has just hired President Trump's former senior health policy advisor in the White House, Brian Blaze,
wow,
as a senior fellow.
Good for
and
you.
He is the architect of the president's really transformative ideas that he, once Congress failed in being able to actually pass, repeal, and replace legislation, the president issued an executive order directing his administration to use its regulatory authority to come up with new rules to make health insurance more affordable, increase choice and competition.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian led the creation of a number of changes, but particularly three major rulemaking processes that create, for example, association health plans, which
right,
the Democrats are trying
which,
to shut
which
shut
we already
down,
which we already orders. Had, and Obamacare basically ended for a while.
And then they're still keeping them on hold with lawsuits through short-term sort of bridge plans that now can be extended for up to 3 years that do not have to be Obamacare compliant. So they're
mm-hmm.
like 60 to 70% less cost than
I know
than
people
Obamacare
who
insurance.
Are taking advantage of this, and it's a godsend for them.
A godsend. And I have a story to tell you from one of the companies that talks about how valuable these are for people who otherwise would
yep.
not have insurance.
Yep.
And the third one is health reimbursement arrangements, which I think is going to be
explain
the
that.
Transformative option. So in the past, before Obama's presidency, if your employee had a plan outside the workplace that they would prefer, you could reimburse them for that and have it be taxed preferred doctors.
Mm-hmm. As if it were part of your company plan.
Right. And so if you said, you know, I've got this other plan through my association. I'd rather
right.
have that, our union. But I don't like the HMO that my company is offering, so
mm-hmm.
I want this other plan. And the employer could say, okay, well, we would have otherwise spent about $5,000 on your plan, and we'll give you that as long as it goes toward that policy. Well, the Obama administration shut that down because
mm-hmm.
they wanted to drive everybody into their Obamacare exchange.
They wanted what they
and
wanted.
So,
not, they didn't want you to have what you wanted.
Starting January 1, the Trump administration is once again allowing people to get basically a defined contribution for their health insurance and purchase it outside the workplace.
Wow,
I think
that's
this
great.
Is going to be transformative.
This is great.
It's going to equalize the tax treatment of health insurance and other.
And it's just going to decentralize control
yeah.
and allow people. My God, who would have thought this? Allow people to make their own choices. What kind of a crazy idea is that? What's wrong with you people?
And imagine having the market respond to individuals
with products
rather than bureaucracy.
And with products that nobody gets more creative with products and services than American companies. So here I have a question for you. We had association health plans, and you reported on this show many times years ago about how Obamacare basically shut them down. The company stopped offering them. Now they're back. Are the companies creating the new products again?
No, because the courts have shut them down. They're on hold because
association health plans are still legal. They're legal again, but they're on hold because what courts are holding them up? The Ninth District?
I don't remember which court that they filed suit in, but they basically had a federal judge to shut them down.
When are we going to stop judges from running our country?
I know. Well, that's another thing the administration is trying to do, is appoint good judges who abide by the rule of law rather than some
political ideology. And that's all this is political ideology. Okay.
Right. Mm.
So, all right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going to be coming up next, what can Congress do to make this happen. But before we go to the break, Grace Marie, I need you to tell us a little bit about Galen Institute.
Please visit us at galen.org. You'll see all of our newsletters and our writings, and you'll see Brian Blaze's newest paper that has all the details for small business owners about these new options. The short-term plans, the health reimbursement arrangements, and soon, we hope, association health plans according to the new administration rules.
Galen.org, folks, you can support them when you go there, too. They can use your help. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blysinger. We'll see you right back with Grace Marie Turner. She's one of our heroes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.